Today, I'm going to show you how to use a brand new tool that helps you understand if your listing is optimized for best practices for the Amazon algorithm. Not just for you, but your competitors. Also, you'll be able to have that visibility in seconds. How cool is that? Pretty cool, I think. How can you get more buyers to leave you Amazon product reviews? By following up with them in a way that's compliant with Amazon Terms of Service. You can use Helium 10 Follow-Up in order to automatically send out Amazon's request a review emails to any customers you want. Not just that, but you can specify when they get the message and even filter out people that you don't want to get that message, such as people who have asked for refunds or maybe ones that you gave discounts to. For more information, visit h10.me/follow-up. You can sign up for a free account or you can sign up for a platinum plan and get 10% off for life by using the discount code SSP10. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Sellers Podcast by Helium 10. I'm your host, Bradley Sutton, and this is the show that is our monthly Ask Me Anything. All right, this is something we do once a month, actually something we do every week for our Helium 10 Elite members and our Serious Sellers Club members. But once a month, we open this up where we have an Ask Me Anything for all of the listeners out there. And we also give a training session to start. And today I got something special for you guys because I'm going to be going over a brand new function inside of Helium 10 that is going to be helping your listing building. It's one of the most asked for features that we've had. And I'm going to give you guys a brief overview on how to use it in order to really know how you're doing for your listing optimization. I'm going to be going a little bit more in depth into this new listing optimization tool and walking through the steps on how to use it and how it can help you really optimize your listings. So we're going to pretend that the Helium 10 coffin shelf, a brand new one that I just created, is your listing. All right. So this is all of ours. All right. So let's go ahead and open it up. We're going to start this from scratch. We're going to go add a listing and we're going to do optimize your listing. And if you guys don't have a product here, you can do it, create from scratch, and then you just pull in another listing. Now, in the meantime, it's important that we do some keyword research. So we're going to actually do that right now on Amazon. So you guys could follow along and do the same thing that I'm doing for this coffin shelf as if it's your product, or you can go ahead and put your main keyword in here, right? So my main keyword is coffin shelf. So let's go to the coffin shelf page. Look at all of my products are just dominating the top. I'm doing a whole bunch of experimenting. I'm spending a lot of money to do this, a lot of advertising. But you can see here's my sponsored brand ad. Here's one of my listings. This is the one that we're going to go over today. This is like I'm doing some launch tests right now. The second spot is also mine, as you can see, for my original coffin shelf. I've got a lot of organic ranking here at the top. But anyways, how do we find what the main keywords are for this niche? All right, if we have not done keyword research before. Well, I'm going to go ahead and run X-Ray. And now the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to have a window open over here. I'm going to do this the old school way. But let's go into Cerebro. And I'm going to put my ASIN first. Okay, so always put your ASIN first into Cerebro. All right, if you don't have an ASIN, you got to put a throwaway ASIN here. That's not one of your main competitors. Now, one by one, what you need to do, guys, is take the competitors that you think are most like your product and are competing with you for sales, meaning that you're going to be competing for the same keywords. You want to find out where they are getting their sales from. So what I'm going to do is there's a lot of random products on here like bat shelves and things like that. And they still are using keywords like coffin shelf in their listing, but at least I want to filter out some of the non-relevant products. So I'm going to hit filters here in the Chrome extension. And then under title keyword search, I'm going to type in coffin shelf just to kind of filter out a little bit some of these listings. Now, again, a lot of people still have coffin shelf in there. Totally fine. All right. Let's go ahead and sort these by sales. And again, I'm going to be just looking for what is the most relevant. Now, here's very important. When you guys are doing your keyword research, and you need to make sure you are not comparing yourself to people who are exactly like or are not exactly like your product. Like, this is the number one coffin shelf seller. They're selling a coffin makeup shelf. I don't think I'm competing for all of the same keywords. All right. Maybe I would include it on my generic keyword research, but in this exercise right now, I just want to have the top similar products to mine. So here's one ASIN I'm going to go ahead and put. This next one is a tray. That's not, I don't think my competitor. Here's a bat shelf. That's not my competitor. This is my own product here. So let's go ahead and do this coffin shelf. We'll paste this ASIN into Cerebro. And people are asking, like, how many do you want to do? I like doing at least 4 or 5, but if you can have up to 7 relevant competitors that you can compare your keywords against, this is going to be a good thing. So right now I've got 4 in there now. Let me just get 1 or 2 more. Here's another one. This person is only selling 1 unit a day, so they might not be the best competitor, but we're going to go ahead and throw them in there just because there's not that many coffin shelves that are doing really well right now. All right. So now that I put all of those ASINs into Cerebro, I hit get keyword. But what I want to do is I want to pull my top keywords. Now, this is going to be super fast. I'm not going to go into detail here on how to find the top 100 keywords. I'm just going to throw in some random filters so I can get just some of the top keywords. All right. So when I'm in Cerebro, I can hit this button top keywords, and it's probably going to come up with a very small list. Yeah, only 2 keywords came up. So I want to widen this out. I'm going to say, hey, show me keywords that have at least 200 search volume where there's at least 2 people ranking for it. And everybody's ranks is between, like, 1 and 150. Let's see how many keywords show up here with this set of filters. 203, almost perfect. You know what? I'm going to just narrow this down slightly. Let's go competitor rank average between 1 and 110. I kind of want to have this around 150 or less. Let's see what we have here. 123 keywords. This is perfect. Under normal circumstances, guys, I would go through every single one of these keywords. Hey, I need to make sure these are highly relevant, et cetera, et cetera. All words are not created equal, right? The way I know which are my best keywords here are the ones that have a high competitor performance score inside of Cerebro. That's the very, very last column whenever you do a multi-ASIN search. So I know which are the most important keywords. This is very important because, again, all keywords are not created equal. So now let's go ahead and go, and I'm going to put all of these keywords. I'm going to copy it to the clipboard. And now I'm going to go to Listing Builder, and I'm going to go ahead and make my list of 123 keywords. And these are the keywords that I'm going to be basing my listing off of. All right. So let's add them to the bank. I added those 123 keywords to the bank, and now I go to the next. And as you can see from here, it imported my listing already from Seller Central. All right. So here is my complete, you know, it already has my title. Remember, you guys said you wanted to have something that would be as if you already have a product and we're just checking our listing optimization compared to best practices. That's what we're doing here in this scenario. This is a real live product on Amazon. We just took real live keywords from real live competitors. Now, here's the thing. Before we get deep into here, this is the next step, and this is something that is new. All right, this is something new on Helium 10 as of, or new for Diamond members. It's elite members have had access to this for a while. It's right here, the listing analysis. All right. And it's going to show me my keyword performance rank and score. Now, as you can see, there is no keyword rank right here. All right. It's because I don't have my competitor. So those same competitors that I put in, I need to add them here into my listing analysis. All right. So let's go ahead and do that. I was already in Cerebro, so I'm just going to copy the ASINs directly from here into Listing Builder. Or they're probably right here too. They're probably with these ones here, but I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it this way by pasting it. All right. So I just pasted one ASIN. Guys, go ahead and paste all of the ASINs in there and let me know when you're done. If you're doing it for your own ASIN. After you paste in the 2, it's not going to show up anymore, at least right now. They'll probably fix this, but you'll see a +1, meaning that you have 3 total ASINs that you have done. All right, so now I have 6 ASINs, and I'm going to hit add selected competitors. Now, this is what's cool. What Helium 10 is doing kind of like on the fly is now it is kind of like analyzing all of these keywords, and let's go to the top here, and telling me what how I have it optimized in my listing, first of all. Now, I didn't put my generic keywords. I didn't import those yet. So we're just going to forget about that for right now. It's totally fine. If this was a real listing, you'd want to also import your generic keywords, which is also called search terms before, into Listing Builder. But I'm going to always have mine sorted by CPS. That is our competitor performance score. The score is based on if most of the top competitors that I put are all ranking for these keywords. That's where the competitor performance score is going to show. So it says here, what is the highest score? Is coffin shelf. And that's correct because that is a keyword that is the most important keyword for the niche. So in this sense, the keyword performance score definitely worked. It's not always going to show the exact perfect keywords, but it's going to show most of them. All right. And right here, SV, what does that stand for? What do you guys think? Search volume. Right. So this is the search volume of my keywords. Remember, I have 123 keywords. Now up here, this is pretty cool. And this is brand new even as of today. It's showing me all of the base keywords or root keywords that make up these phrases. All right. So for example, coffin shelf is made up of coffin and it's made up of shelf. But at the same time, look at this, guys. There are a lot of keyword phrases that have multiple word roots. Like for example here, coffin, shelf, large. Large, coffin, shelf for wall. What is a common root that is in all of these phrases? Coffin shelf. So coffin shelf itself is a phrase or a root phrase. Now by default, it just shows me the single one word root. So I know that, hey, out of all the keywords that I said are the most important keywords for this niche, for example, coffin is in 5 of them. Spooky or coffin, I'm using in 5 different keywords here. Spooky, I'm using 3 times already. Now, if I wanna know what are the most common 2 word roots, there's that coffin shelf one I mentioned. Coffin makeup, gothic wall, coffin shaped, coffin bookshelf. And then I even have 3 word roots, there's only 2 of them that show up multiple times. So this is what's going to let me know, am I indexable for all of the keywords here? And the answer is, just looking at this, guys, what do you think? Is the answer yes or no? Am I potentially searchable for every single one of these 123 phrases? Of course, I could go in here and I could run it through another Helium 10 tool index checker, and I could just manually search it in Amazon. But just looking at what I'm looking at right now, I already know that I am not indexed for every single phrase. How do I know that? Look how many words I don't even have the word in my listing. And it's a word that makes up one of those 123 phrases. For example, room. I don't have room in my listing. Coffins, plural, I don't have. Glass, I don't know what keyword that was part of, but whatever it is, I don't have it. Book, I don't have. Spider, I don't have. So any of these phrases, guys, that has one of these words, what does it mean since I don't have it in my listing? Maybe I have all the other keywords in that phrase, but if I don't have one of these words, odds are I am not going to be indexed. I am not going to be searchable for that keyword phrase. All right, so this is, I just did a couple clicks and I'm already getting this level of insight just because of how Listing Builder works. All right, now let's go ahead and scroll down here and look back at the ranking, right? Here is my competitor performance score, 296,000. Now what this is based off of, guys, is based off of a long, you know, this score here is based off of a long study I did about how listing optimization works for the Amazon algorithm and how slight changes and slight different forms of phrases and how many times you have a phrase and how many times a certain part of a keyword. I did a study for months on, I don't remember, 50, 60 listings I launched during this time and was just playing with it nonstop every day, trying to figure out how Amazon viewed different things. And based on that, our data scientists at Helium 10 made a score that can kind of give you an idea on, are you really optimized for best practices? Now, this does not mean that Amazon is using the Helium 10 score in order to say, are you relevant for a keyword or not? No. And if you get the highest score, is Bradley Sutton here guaranteeing that you are going to rank higher than your competitors? No, there's so much more obviously that goes into ranking, like advertising and, you know, how is your image looking, things like that. But if all things are equal, this is what's going to help you, give you the best chance to make sure that your listing is optimized to best practices for the Amazon algorithm. So what you see here on the left is the old listing quality score. That's always what's been on Helium 10 and Listing Builder for a while. But now I've got my keyword performance score. So if I click on that, I can see where's my score coming from. And it goes by where it is in the listing. That has to do with the score. Like Coffin Shelf is in my title. That's where it's giving me a huge amount of score because it's in my title. If the first time I had Coffin Shelf in my listing was in the description, which is not even showing up here. I need to go ahead and put my description here. Hold on. Let me go ahead and do that. Who can tell me why my description didn't input into here? It's because I have A+ content, which is what I should have in the first place. But let me go ahead and manually input my description here because I am indexable for a lot of what is in my description. So it's important that the listing builder score is keeping that in mind. So if you have A+ content, you're like, how do I copy my description over? Just pull it in from the back end of your listing, just like I did right here, right? Go into edit listing, and then I copy my description. Now you'll notice once I did that, look at my score. My score went up to 348,000 because now all of a sudden it realizes I had a lot more keywords in my listing than I did before, right? Look at that. I went from like sixth to first. But anyways, let's break down what is going into this score, all right? It's based off the title, bullet points, and description. And then if I have it across different fields. Now, here's what's cool, guys. We actually break it down for this score about how many match types I have. What is exact match? All right, exact match means the keyword is coffin shelf and the exact match that I have in my listing is coffin shelf. All right, so this gives me the absolute highest possible score. The next closest is if it's a plural or singular. For example, if it's coffin shelf, maybe I've got coffin shelves. Maybe I've got coffins shelf, right? If the keyword is bat decor, maybe a plural match would be bats decor. If the keyword is coffin shelves, that means it's coffin shelf is a potential plural slash singular match. All right. So that's going to give me the second highest points here as far as the form of how I use the keyword. The third most is what we call a phrase match within a single field. We just call it for short phrase match, but it basically the long version of this is phrase match single field. That means if the keyword is three words or more, for example, gothic coffin shelf, and in my title, I have a title that says gothic decor best coffin shelf. You see, it's not an exact form, but one keyword is in one part of the listing, and then coffin shelf is in one part of the field, but coffin shelf is in the rest of the field, but it's split up. That is what gets you points as well. And that's what this one is. The next one is called field broad match. All right. So this is, hey, gothic coffin shelf is all in one bullet point or section of bullet points, or it's in the description or it's in the title, but it's all spread out all over the place. Like one title could be gothic, decor, spooky coffin, hanging shelf. Did you guys notice that gothic coffin shelf, all of those keywords are in there, but they're all spread out in any order. That is still going to get you some credit because it's what can help you get indexed for a keyword, but not as much credit as if I for example, had Gothic Coffin Shelf in phrase form. And the lastly is listing broad match. That means that I just have the components of any keyword phrase somewhere in my listing. So again, in this scenario, if the keyword is Gothic Coffin Shelf, if I've got Gothic in the title, coffin in the bullet points, shelf in the description, well, now all of a sudden that I have all keywords in my listing, but it's all over the place. So it's still going to get me points, but just not that many. So basically this score is now judging me on that, and it is going in and judging my competitors that I had put in. So if I hit keyword performance rank, I could see why I am first. All right. I have 348,000 points over here on this one, and everybody else is a little bit less. Now this is a little bit, I would have to do this a little bit more in order to really get the full score, because what if somebody else has A plus content? We're probably not, I don't think we're pulling in the description. Maybe we are still pulling in the description from the back end. We probably are actually pulling in the description if they have it available. But if they deleted their description, yeah, their score is not going to be that great. If they deleted their description, all they have is the A plus content here. But you can see where I stack up. So this is kind of like how I made this listing, which I just made this listing a couple weeks ago using this exact matter. I was trying to open up where I did it, but somebody messed up my listing. So shame on you, whoever did that. But anyways, this is how you can kind of see how your listing stacks up. And again, all keywords are not created equal. So you really need to be mindful of this competitor performance score, because that is what's going to tell you what are the important keywords to use. All right, now let's go ahead and there's also some new features coming to this I'm going to show you guys in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, any questions about listing optimization in general, or specifically about this tool or any other tool in Helium 10, go ahead and throw it into the comments. Willow says, do you have training for product research from scratch? Yes, we do. We have a couple webinars that we've done, and also on our YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, Willow, just type, once you get to our channel page, type in product research. And we actually just did a product research for 2024, one last month. All right. I think that episode actually dropped just last week on our YouTube channel. So make sure to check that one out, Willow. Digital Mind says, what is more important to index, individual keywords or phrases? It depends, all right? If there is an individual keyword that has a lot of search volume and is super, super relevant to all of the products in that they're getting sales from it, yes, that is going to be super important. But usually it's the 2, 3, and 4 word phrases that are going to have the highest competitor performance score that you're trying to optimize your listing for. So I would focus on having the full phrase. Now, if your question is, I have a full phrase, and what's important to optimize for the phrase or the individual keywords, 1,000,000,000%, it's the phrase in phrase form, if it's one of your most important keywords. Some of your keywords that have like a zero score or a very low competitor performance score, you still want to be indexed and searchable for it, but it's not as important that you get those in phrase form. You can't put every single phrase that you've ever found in your keyword research in phrase form in your listing. It's just not going to work, right? You don't have enough room in a listing. All right, next question here. Moto says, do the most important keywords go into the product title, or does it matter where in the listing it is in order to be indexed? Very good question. So in order to be indexed, theoretically, if you just get it in your listing, you'll be indexed. But in actuality, a lot of times that just doesn't work, especially if Amazon doesn't think you're relevant. Now, what is the most front end part of a listing that Amazon will be like, hey, yeah, we got to index you for this keyword? It's the title. That is the most important part. Now, the most, because of that, and also because of that's what's going to affect the ranking down the road on this keyword, you want to make sure your best keywords are in the title, right? Very important that your best keywords are in your title, and that's going to help you for ranking. But bullet points a lot of times will get you indexed as well, as will the description, around 50% of the time. If you have a keyword only in the description, you still should get indexed for it. Digital Mind says, you said on the previous webinar to fill out the special features for better indexing. Any recommendation of which content should go here? This is basically, it's not for better indexing. It's to be indexed if you can't index for a keyword. All right. So if you have a keyword three times in your listing, and according to a Helium 10 index checker, you're still not indexed, then yes, I would go ahead at that moment and put it in special features and see if that gets me indexed for it. But it's not necessarily quote unquote better indexing. It's just, it's when all other indexing tries have failed. Janik says, should you avoid keywords with low title density and high competing products or high CPR? No. I look at that just briefly to give me an idea about what is going to help me rank or what's going to be easier to rank. So that's what title density. For those who don't know, title density is a field that we have in like Cerebro and others. Let's go ahead and look up on my screen here some sample title densities. All right. So in Cerebro, you'll see a column title that should that'll have title density. All right. For example, here is one coffin shelf that has a title density of 29. Why does it have a title density of 29? It means that the last time Helium 10 checked, not counting the sponsored ads, there were 29 out of the 50 listings that all had the keyword coffin shelf in the listing title, in the listing title, right? Now, here's another keyword. Coffin shelves, plural, has a title density of 1. That means if I actually search coffin shelves, let's actually do that right now on Amazon, this number will probably be different because, you know, what comes on page 1 is different throughout the day and depending on what browsing scenario I'm using. But let's just take a look here. Coffin shelves. I'm going to type in here. And any one, yeah, here's one listing that has it right there. This one is a sponsored ad. That's me who has it. And the title density still works. There's only one listing in this whole page that has the keyword coffin shelves. And this is actually, oh my goodness, guys. This is super cool. Somebody set me up for something really cool here. All right. Why is this so cool? Why is title density important? It will tell me that without even trying sometimes, I can get keywords on the very top of the page. Now, I actually thought that this is one of my new products. It's not. My new products doesn't have coffin shelves in it. But look at this. I don't really advertise too much before this week, this keyword. I just threw it into one of my campaigns and now you can see it's at the top. But because I am the only one who has coffin shelves in phrase form in my title, look where I am ranking organically. I am on the very top line of search results. So this is why I like looking at the title density, is because it gives me an indication about how easy or how difficult it might be for me to get to page 1. Now here is another, let me see if I can find another one that has huge title density. Let's look at coffin shelf 29, right? So here I am on this coffin shelf search results, okay? It doesn't mean that, oh, this is a bad keyword. No, this is my most important keyword out of everything, coffin shelf, right? Let's go ahead and type in coffin shelf. And now look at this. Do you see how every single person almost on page 1 has coffin shelf in phrase form? So it just means that it's going to be a little bit harder. I can't just like put coffin shelf in my title and expect that I'm going to rank on page 1 right away. That's what that means. As far as high competing products, that doesn't concern me too much. It just tells me how many people are indexed for that keyword. Nitin says, can I use Helium 10 to earn side income by providing services to sellers? Oh my goodness. That's thousands of people are literally doing that. That was me, guys. Remember, I used to be a consultant for Amazon sellers before I worked at Helium 10. I wasn't a seller and I was using Helium 10 to make money. Absolutely. You know, if you're interested in doing that, you probably should get certified by Helium 10 at academy.helium10.com. You can take the certification course and then show your potential clients, hey, I'm Helium 10 certified. A lot of Amazon companies like say, hey, we need Helium 10 certified people to work on our accounts. So that's one way you can show them. All right. That's it for the questions. So thank you guys very much. I hope this was beneficial to you. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, Helium 10 elite members and Serious Sellers Club members get this Ask Me Anything with special training every single week. All right. So another great reason to be part of the Helium 10 Elite program. It's open right now for the first time in a year and a half. h10.me/elite can get you into that training. You can book one-on-one calls with me, h10.me/elite. But otherwise, anybody, we open up this Ask Me Anything once a month to usually at the end of the month. So I'll see you guys who aren't elite members back here with your questions at the end of next month. Thank you guys very much for tuning in and have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye now.